The James Casey Public Housing Complex is coming down. This week, Nashville's Housing Authority began demolishing the first buildings of the historic development. As WPLN's Mayor Benight reports, the overhaul has been years in the making, and some residents are more excited than others.
On Southeast Street in East Nashville, the shovel of a giant track hoe is eating through the roof and walls of a brick, two-story apartment building. Lenikra Head looks on from her balcony.
It's astonishing how it's there and then it disappears.
These buildings have been here since the early 50s. A later addition to the development, which was built in 1939, when public housing was shiny and new and filled with hope. Today, Casey is run down from decades of disinvestment, so the city has decided to overhaul the sprawling 63-acre complex, turn it into housing for low and higher income renters. For Head, who's lived in Casey for just 6 months, it signals a new beginning.
I am very much excited. I feel like this is prime real estate. So, you know, it's being so close to the city. And I just think it's going to bring different people much more diversity.
Just across the street, though, 66-year-old Delilah Orr is less convinced. The whole street has been without gas for a day now. Orr, who has lived in Casey for 6 years, says it's made bathing and cooking for her two grandchildren nearly impossible. And she says she was never notified about the shutoff.
This is because this is public housing. They think we don't matter.
The buildings being torn down here are to make way for a new charter school, which Nashville's housing director has called the centerpiece of this new mixed-income development. In fact, the school is so critical, he says, that the agency made the risky decision to finance the $25 million needed to build it. But Orr is skeptical.
It's just a mess. As far as I'm concerned, it's not for the convenience of these residents.
Many residents feel similarly. That's because Casey already has a charter school. And this, they say, is less about them and more about encouraging affluent white families to move in to this majority black neighborhood. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Mayor Benight.
The Housing Authority says the outage was unanticipated, and they're working to restore gas service to all residents.